Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I'm moving on here. I want to thank you guys for sending me so many messages yesterday. I came on here and kind of verbally vomited on how I was feeling about having to go up to New York City and perhaps see my mom this weekend.
Can that be our new tagline, by the way?
Verbal vomit?
The Burt Show. Verbal vomit. It's pretty much what we do every day anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was telling you guys that, you know, my mom has checked herself out of relationships with all of her sons at one point or another. So there's been estrangement time and time again. My mom wasn't maternal. There weren't any times where I was sick and my mom made me chicken soup and hugged me. That's just not my mom, right? So she would go years and years and years without talking to any of us. And what has been the result of that, as we're adults now, for me and my brothers, is that nobody feels close to her whatsoever. She certainly is our mom, but anything that at least two of us are doing, the third brother doesn't want anything to do with her whatsoever. It is like this big old obligation. And I said that there was this tipping point for me last week when I was on the phone with her, and she has dementia. And it's the very first time where she didn't recognize that I'm her son while we were on the phone. And I kind of felt like at this point, like, okay, maybe the window is being closed here. Maybe I should go to New York City and visit her, even though, and this was where my shame came yesterday and even posting this, is that I hate saying that I have no emotional connection to my mom because it feels so callous. But as Kristen said yesterday and made me say also, is that she's earned this apathy. Mm-hmm. So I'm tipping here between like what's healthy for me and what's the right thing to do. And for the longest time in my life, I really have sort of lived by the rules that you look at the big picture and F my feelings. You know what? There's a bigger issue here. And the bigger issue here is the same one I had the last time I went to go visit her. Is here's a woman that's by herself. This family therapist has cut herself off from all family and friends, and there is nobody going to visit her whatsoever. She's in that room all by herself. So I went to go visit her last time. And I think mentally, maybe I kind of washed my hands of it at that point. I'm like, you know what? I did the right thing. I brought my son up there. We all hung out with her. This feels like a woman that I'm not connected to, and everything's out of obligation. So I think I'm done with the whole thing, right? And then when she didn't recognize me, I realized how bad it was. So now I'm waffling back and forth because this whole F my feelings thing, as I'm evolving, just doesn't fit me as much anymore, right? You could really do a lot of mental health damage with that kind of attitude, which I think I've been doing for a very long time. So I was waffling between going back and forth to New York City, and I decided yesterday that I'm going to stick to the same dysfunctional past I have, and I'm going to go to New York City this weekend and see her.
Okay.
Again, I'm playing defense here. It is not something I'm excited to do, but again, this is my mom. This is blood. At the end of the day, it's somebody that is sitting in a room all by herself, having nobody visiting her. And I'm just going to go up and check in, hang with her for a couple of hours, and then head on back down, right? I did get this message from a Burt Show listener here that really made me feel much better about the whole situation yesterday. I want to share it with you. And I've been stunned by how many of you guys are in the same situation with your mom and your dad also. It was sad to read all the messages. That there's so much dysfunction, so many cutoffs, so many people in the exact same place I am where you don't when I walk in here and you talk about your dad or you talk about your relationship with your family also, Mo, and Abby does also, I have definitely jealous feelings of that because I didn't have any of that whatsoever. So there's always this struggle going back and forth, and a lot of people, I think, feel it. So this was the message I got yesterday. I heard the segment this morning regarding your mom. I don't think it sounded like you were saying F my feelings if you went to see your mom. I thought it sounded like you were looking out for future Bert's feelings and thinking about how future Bert would feel looking back on choices made now. I also thought it sounded like you had grieved the loss of her a long time ago. I don't see it as apathy, just that you've grieved the loss of your mom already since she wasn't there for you for so long. You got a big heart. And I read that, and that's when I decided, like, I am going to go up to New York City. It just felt like the right thing to do.
And if it feels like the right thing to do, then by all means, do it.
Like, my mom can't hurt me anymore.
No.
You know, she's not going to say anything that is going to be hurtful to me. She doesn't remember the things. She doesn't even remember the story with her, the truth about her kids. She has no idea. She has recreated this story in her mind that she was the greatest mom of all time between me and my two brothers. So she can't hurt me anymore. So to do this just feels like, again, playing defense, and it's the right thing to do. I don't think I'm going to get anything out of it. I don't think I'm going to have this epiphany moment with her that I had with my dad. I'm just going up there simply because I feel like it's the right thing to do, and I don't feel like it's going to harm me, and she can't do any damage to my son. And I also think it's a really good message for him also to go up there to New York City and see me with my mom trying to do the right thing. So I think it's a win-win all the way around.
I think so, too. I would just make sure to have a therapy appointment on deck when you get back, just in case.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and have that one scheduled for. I know Tuesdays are your day. I would make sure to have one lined up next Tuesday.
You might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Just in case.
Alfred, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning, Bert Show. My name is Alfred. I just experienced that last week. My father wasn't the most active person in my life, wasn't the most loving. I was calling and calling and calling, and he just wouldn't answer. So I kind of needed some closure. His attitude stuck in his way, so to speak, and everybody's like, oh, that's just how he is. That's just how he is. And I had to really go see for myself. So I just popped up over his house last week. His birthday is on Friday. I popped up Wednesday morning. Man, he was so happy to see me. But, you know, all that time I thought he didn't want to be bothered when in actuality he didn't want to be bothered. Like, he doesn't want to be bothered with anybody. He's been retired for 4 years. He's stuck in his ways. So I got to see that firsthand when I was sitting in his house watching this man roll pennies for like 6 hours straight. He's just doing him. People will call him and he'd be like, man, why are y'all calling me, man? I just want to be to myself today. Can I be to myself? So I got to see how he was firsthand. And I started thinking to myself, like, I don't know what he experienced as a child. You know what I mean? And I'll never know because nobody would ever tell me, and it's not something that he cares to share. So I don't know what his relationship was like with his parents. So from that aspect, I look at myself, and I understand now. I further understand, you know, because I have my own bottled emotions based on what I know nothing of. I know nothing of what his childhood was like. I just know what I felt like I didn't get in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything of what he went through. You know, what he went through could have been so traumatic that it conditioned him to behave in the way that he behaves, and it's nothing against me. It's just who he is.
Yeah, I think we're kind of saying the same thing here, Alfred, and that is that the only thing you can really do is keep your side of the street clean. That's all you can do, right? So that's what I feel like I'm doing this weekend with my mom.
It's good perspective.
Get it? The Bert Show.